Bible.
Right.
Which to me was inspirational.
Yeah, right? he would have preferred they all died within hours.
Right.
What just to preserve his sense of puritanical sexuality.
What year are we talking
about
here?
No one sexualizes breastfeeding more than George.
George is always sexualizing breastfeeding.
Yeah. Was this in the early 2000s?
Yeah, I believe so. So it was after people had the ability to have smartphones and get video.
And did the angel of the sea, did that come from a crafty writer? Or was that...
No, I think one of the survivors called her that.
Okay.
Afterwards, when they were giving it to the story to reporters, was they calling her that she was the angel of the sea. And I'm thinking ticket stop guest next year. I mean, I think that
if we
could
find her, we had Denise Milani one time. Why not have her?
She looked like she could have been an angel of the sea.
She
sure,
been the angel of Dallas.
But imagine that if we had all the hosts up here, and Angel of the Sea just goes by and kind of, you know, just
well, she's still doing it.
Fire hoses it in each of our mouths,
like being at Senior Frogs doing shots.
Right, right.
Senior Frogs. So stupid.
But yes, it's. I'm tired of people saying that breastfeeding is a bad thing. I'm just so tired of that.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, see? Look
Let's
at
hear
that.
It
Everyone
for breastfeeding,
here.
Guys.
Yes. Well, I feel bad for women that do it at a park or at a restaurant or whatever, and people are just like, oh, like tapping their buddies and pointing and all that. I mean,
like you do?
It is an. A magical act of science.
It is. Have you guys ever done a shot of your friend's wife's breast milk? Or your friend's breast milk?
Okay, I think I did, and it's terrible.
Okay, does anyone want to hear this story?
Straight from the tap, or?
No, never.
While
never.
He's in a papasan wearing dress socks
always
and nothing else.
Papasan. Holding always. The baby. Yeah.
No, I think after a pumping session, someone was like, you need to taste that.
Who was pumping who?
So, is your wife not pumping right now? Is she still breastfeeding?
No, we switched to formula.
Okay, all right.
She did for a while. She did for a while.
You didn't try to keep it going on your own? Just like after the baby, you know, has already switched to bottle, but you hadn't switched to bottle
Man,
yet. You're
no.
still keeping her going.
That sounds.
Well, you know, because I'm adopted, mm-hmm. and I never tasted.
That's right.
I never in my life tasted breast milk.
So this is important for you.
And she told me before the baby came, she said that she would allow me to so I could feel like a real boy. Mm-hmm. But then we never did.
Oh,
we never
that's
did.
So sad.
Have you tasted it?
Yes, I've done a shot of Jake's wife's breast milk. On the air I did this.
Oh, wow. Was it...
Was
okay,
it,
I remember it tasting very bad.
It was
bad.
Great. It was wonderful.
Did it taste
it was the
like,
best thing ever.
Did it taste like milk?
It tastes like unsweetened milk. It does have some sweetness to it, but it's not as...
Did you have the strength of 10 men
yes.
after you drank
oh,
it?
Oh, man, my weight building got so much better. It was wonderful. No, I if we drink any milk at all, it should be human milk. That's always been my stance. It was right then. It's right now. Because why are we drinking from cow teats when we have so many human teats that go undrunken from?
I mean,
thank
I
you.
Think
thank
you're
you.
Right.
Yes.
But I'm not sure.
Why are people so creeped out by it? I don't
you
understand
know,
it.
In this day and age of the gig economy, why isn't there like... Uber Eats for breast milk.
Yes, Uber Teats.
Perfect. Patent that right now.
Mm-hmm. Right now. Yes. Get the patent office over there.
All you have to do is add one letter.
There's Peyton right there. She's still here.
Where is she?
Wave to Gordon, Peyton.
Where is she? Oh, there she is. Over there.
There she is.
I hate that Peyton's having to hear this.
Well, you brought it up. The angel of the sea.
I didn't know she was here. Should we get her up here to talk about
being the
angel
of ticket stock?
Yeah, she's a reporter.
Yeah, she can cover that story.
But yes, what are some of your favorite breastfeeding stories?
We got to go to break.
All right,
we'll come back
and
we'll tell Dave's top four breastfeeding stories next.
Top four? People.
What was the best question?
We had some weird questions in
there. Well, was Mexican Junior in there?
Mexican Junior was in there, yeah. Absolutely. There were several very odd and very, very specific questions, like... You know, hey, I came to see a remote that you guys did in 1996, And you guys mentioned something on that show about some player that you said reminded you of another player. Do you remember what that other player's name was that they reminded you of?
30 years ago.
Yeah, it was like it was some kind of weird, you know, riddle of the Sphinx, and we can't get it right.
No.
We didn't know. But yeah, there were some people in there who... It's always the ones that have had a few, you know.
Sure.
They'll ask you something a little bit crazy. And yeah. Mexican Junior had a few.
Of course.
So.
Of course.
But yes, so we had a good time. It was well attended, and people had some good questions. People were very nice.
Yeah, this has been a phenomenal ticket stock overall, I think. I think all, I was talking to Kat about this. Dirk, of course, last night was great, and Barry was wonderful this morning. And Barry's already back and across the red and back home, and... DeMarvian Overshone I said that at the end of the interview, he's a ray of sunshine, and he really is. He's like one of those guys that always has this positive energy, you know? Peyton Yeager was on after that, and Peyton's kind of that bright light, too.
Yeah, kind of the opposite of
Peyton Yeager was out here?
Yeah.
Sitting right where you were.
Really?
Yeah, you can
see
that chair.
Don't be ridiculous.
All right. Whatever.
Go ahead.
Yeah, but Peyton was great, and you guys have all been great throughout the entirety of it. It's just the...
Well, yeah, don't talk like it's over, because after this, all hands on deck roundtables, and then the time wasters. So we're ending
We're building.
On a high. We're crescendoing.
Yeah. We're building.
Look at the anticipation out here.
I know.
Hey, okay, so Corby, I have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
I asked this of Dave backstage.
Okay.
When we were sharing a meal, like Lady and the Tramp, we were eating spaghetti together.
Always.
And it ended in a crescendoed kiss. So, do you remember a story that we did on the rant about the Angel of the Sea?
No.
Yeah, we were trying to decide if it... Because this is Jubb's contention that Gordon would audition material on the rant and then bring it to the musers. And we couldn't remember if the Angel of the Sea started on the rant and made it to primetime, or if it was a muser story.
Well, what's the context? I may all remember
the
story.
Does anybody else remember the Angel of the Sea story? There's a few that do. Okay, this is the way I remember it. Because, you know, I like to cover issues that happen out on the sea when there's disasters. That's just kind of one of the beats that I have here at the ticket.
You're a seaman.
So this...
If nothing else.
So this... this story happened where there was a shipwreck, and there were like, I don't know, 10 people who were then marooned out on the sea in this life raft, and they didn't have any provisions. There was, among this group, one lactating woman.
Okay.
Is this ringing a bell?
It is.
And so everyone else on the boat was looking at her like she was a T-bone steak.
Yes. Yeah. And so she kept the people alive. They were shipwrecked for, I think, a couple weeks or something like this. And she kept them alive with her own chest nourishment.
Yes. So
she delivered milk unto them. But one of the people, if I remember it correctly, Corby, one of them was
Tom Landry.
Was Tom Landry?
Am I getting my stories mixed up?
No. Yes, you're getting them mixed up. One of the people on the lifeboat, I believe, was her sister.
All right.
Hot.
You interested?
Yeah.
And another one of the people on the boat was her elderly father.
Yeah.
So she's sitting there.
100%, if that's my kid and that's my only nourishment.
Do you just dive into the ocean?
I will take death. Yeah.
Gosh, why?
What do you mean, why?
Why? She's offering the bosom as a way to keep you alive.
Let me ask you this.
Is she like reaching into the ocean and grabbing fish and feeding herself? Like how is she keeping the mammaries going?
I'm not sure how she's getting nutrition. Maybe she is.
Women can answer this. Women can answer this.
Can a woman live forever if she just self feeds?
How do you self feed? Hoist?
Yeah.
Or you go into a cup.
You hoist the nozzle up into the mouth.
Yeah, you stand on your head.
Is there women out there?
Is there women out there?
No. If you start breastfeeding, is there an endless supply?
Well, I mean, yeah, your body replenishes. I mean, you
how quickly
they become
though?
Engorged, and then you
right.
But you need
but
to,
how quickly
you need to consume calories to produce calories.
That's why you got to self feed. She's got to be one of the 10 people that,
or maybe she does it into some her dad's hands, and then her father.
And then he laps it like a kitten.
No,
out of his
he gets it to
hands.
Her. To lap out of his hands.
Or maybe she feeds into his mouth and then,
and then
baby
spits,
birds it
yeah,
back
he spits
into
it into her mouth.
Yeah.
From a great height.
Yes. Just to add a little flair to it.
Was the Angel of the Sea story at the end of it, did everyone live?
Yes. She saved them all with her breasticles.
I'm curious, of all the female P1s who are here, how many can feed themselves if they needed to?
Well, there's also a dimension issue here that when a woman is breastfeeding, her breasts are bigger. So
right, but I'm saying right
so
now.
Someone
if you
may
had
not
to.
Be able to, in their normal state,
and
but
by the
after
way,
they become...
She's, the Angel of the Sea would definitely, there's some sort of receptacle that they would use before they would turn the nozzle on themselves.
No, they all these people fed naturally. There was no...
I know, but...
They didn't have, like, tumblers to squeeze it into.
Well, they should have been one of the first 250 people here at the ticket stop.
They would have gotten a tumbler.
Yes.
To retroactively go back and be saved.
Right.
In the lifeboat.
This just seems foolish of them not to.
But she kept them alive, and for some reason, George did not like this tale of survival.
Right.
Which, to me, was inspirational.
Yeah,
right?
he would have preferred they all died within hours.
Right.
What
just
to
preserve his sense of puritanical sexuality.
What year are we talking
no
about
No one
here?
Sexualizes breastfeeding more than George.
George is always sexualizing breastfeeding.
Yeah. Was this year? In the early 2000s?
Yeah, I believe so. So it was after people had the ability to have smartphones and get video.
And did the Angel of the Sea, did that come from a crafty writer? Or was that...
No, I think one of the survivors called her that.
Okay.
Afterwards, when they were giving it to the story to reporters, was they calling her that she was the Angel of the Sea. And I'm thinking ticket stop guest next year. I mean, I think that
if we
could
find her, we had Denise Milani one time. Why not have her?
She looked like she could have been an Angel of the Sea.
She
sure.
Been the Angel of Dallas.
But imagine that if we had all the hosts up here and Angel of the Sea just goes by and kind of, you know.
Well, she's still doing it.
Fire hoses it in each of our mouths.
Like being at Senior Frogs doing shots.
Right, right.
Senior Frogs. So stupid.
But yes, I'm tired of people saying that breastfeeding is a bad thing. I'm just so tired of that.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, see?
Look Let's at hear it everyone for breastfeeding, here. Guys.
Yes.
Well, I feel bad for women that do it at a park or at a restaurant or whatever, and people are just like, oh, like tapping their buddies and pointing and all that. I mean,
like you do?
It is a magical act of science.
It is. Have you guys ever done a shot of your friend's wife's breast milk? Or your friend's breast milk?
Okay, I think I did, and it's terrible.
Okay, does anyone want to hear this story?
Straight from the tap, or?
No, never.
While
never.
He's in a papazon wearing dress socks
always
and nothing else.
Papazon.
Holding
always.
The baby.
Yeah. No, I think after a pumping session, someone was like, you need to taste that.
Who was pumping who?
So, is your wife not pumping right now? Is she still breastfeeding?
No, we switched to formula.
Okay, all right.
She did for a while. She did for a while.
You didn't try to keep it going on your own? Just like after the baby, you know, has already switched to bottle, but you hadn't switched to bottle
Man.
Yet. You're
yeah.
still keeping her going.
That sounds...
Well, you know, because I'm adopted, mm-hmm. and I never tasted...
That's right.
I never in my life tasted breast milk.
So this is important for
and
you.
And she told me before the baby came, she said that she would allow me to so I could feel like a real boy,
mm-hmm.
but then we never did.
Oh,
we never
that's
did.
So sad.
Have you tasted it?
Yes, I've done a shot of Jake's wife's breast milk. On the air I did this.
Oh, wow. I remember
it
tasting very bad.
It was
bad.
Great. It was wonderful.
Did it taste
it was the
like,
best thing ever.
Did it taste like milk?
It tastes like unsweetened milk. It does have some sweetness to it, but it's not as...
Did you have the strength of 10 men
yes.
after you drank
oh,
it?
Oh, man, my weight building got so much better. It was wonderful. No, I if we drink any milk at all, it should be human milk. That's always been my stance. It was right then, it's right now. Because why are we drinking from cow teats when we have so many human teats that go undrunken from?
I mean,
thank
I
you.
Think
thank
you're
you.
Right.
Yes.
But I'm not sure.
Why are people so creeped out by it? I don't understand
it. In this day and age of the gig economy, why isn't there like Uber Eats for breast milk?
Yes, Uber Teats.
Perfect. Patent that right now.
Mm-hmm. Right now. Get the patent office over there.
Oh, there's that Peyton. One letter.
There's Peyton right there. She's still
where,
here.
Where is she?
Wave to Gordon, Peyton.
Where is she? Oh, there she is. Over yeah. there.
There she is.
I hate that Peyton's having to hear this.
Well, you brought it up. The angel of the sea.
I didn't know she was here. Should we get her up here to talk about
being the angel of
ticket
stock?
Yeah, she's a reporter.
Yeah, she can cover that story.
But yes, what are some of your favorite breastfeeding stories?
We got to go to break.
All right,
we'll come back
and
we'll tell Dave's top four breastfeeding stories next.
Top four?
What?